This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's radio.
Free.
My name's Arthur Black, and you're listening to Living on Purpose. To paraphrase the late, great, friendly giant, I want you, dear reader, to look up, way up, all the way up to the tippy-top northeast corner of Scotland, there to espy the wee village of Lonmay, not far from Aberdeen. You got that? Okay, now I want you to look back, way back, to the year 1745. You see that burly fellow with the Popeye forearms heading out of town with all his worldly possessions in a gunny sack and a one-way ticket to North America sticking out of his pocket? That would be Andy. Andy of Lonmay to his friends. He's emigrating to America, to the American South, in fact, where he will continue his vocation as a blacksmith, gradually sand down his Scottish burr to a Mississippi drawl, and make his seminal, literally, contribution to one of the great legends of the 20th century. And it's all foretold in the family name that Andy is painstakingly printing in block letters for the ship's manifest. It reads, Presley. You're looking at Andrew Presley, the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of Mr. Rock and Roll, Elvis Aaron Presley. At least that's the way Alan Morrison figures it. He's written a book called The Presley Prophecy, and he claims he's traced Elvis's roots back 8 generations, right to August 27, 1713, when the father of the aforementioned Andrew Presley tied the knot with one Elspeth Legg in Lonmay, Scotland. Elspeth. Sounds like someone with a lisp trying to say Elvis, does it, nay? If Morrison is right, that means that Elvis's blood type is indisputably tartan. Elvis, a Scot. Good Laird, have we not done enough damage? Scots have already given the world plaid, curling, oatmeal, golf, argyle socks, haggis, kilts, and bagpipes. Will the abuse never end? Blasphemy, you cry? Nonsense. I speak as a descendant of a long line of lowland sheep molesters. The blacks, whose name I carry, were members of an obscure sect of the MacGregor clan. Why black? Who knows? Maybe some of my ancestors were blacksmiths like Andy Presley. Or perhaps we specialized in chimney sweeping. Possibly we were a band of rogues whose full name was Black Sheep. Or it could be we just practiced spectacularly poor personal hygiene. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Even though I am almost as far removed from the heather-clad hills as the king himself, my lineage is undeniable. I am, och aye, a Scot. The genealogical evidence may be lacking, but I can feel it in my bones. I actually like porridge, for God's sake. I watched The Briar last winter, and the slightest skirl of the bagpipe sends a tingle through my carcass, closely followed by the insane desire to mount a suicidal charge, if not on a German machine gun nest, at least upon the tone-deaf hellhound playing the pipes. Only a descendant of the inmates on the far side of Hadrian's Wall could betray such a checkered pedigree. Of course, I jest. And that's Scottish, too. In this alum-sphinctered, hyper-politically correct world in which we live, it would be worth my life to make such ethnically disparaging jokes about Muslims, Italians, Comanches, Bosnians, Nigerians, or Quebecois. But jokes about Scots? Hey, take your best shot. We are the human piñatas of stand-up comedy, the last ethnic group you can safely laugh at. And why is that? Because we can take it. My people are as obstinate as Scotch broom, as sturdy as Scotch pine, as hardy as Scotch broth, and as tenacious as Scotch tape. We are also reputed to be somewhat on the thrifty side. I can't confirm or deny the charge, but I will relate the tale of my great Uncle Harry and his visit to London some years ago. Uncle Harry got on a city bus, tucked his suitcase under the seat, and said to the conductor, "Tower of London, please."
"That'll be 60p plus 10p for the suitcase," said the conductor.
"What?"
said Uncle Harry.
"I'll no pay for the suitcase."
"If you don't pay for the suitcase," said the conductor, "I'll throw it off the bus."
Uncle Harry refused. The conductor picked up the suitcase and pitched it straight out the door, right into the River Thames. Uncle Harry was outraged.
"You English crook," he roared. "You're not satisfied with trying to rob me. You're trying to drown me, wee lad, as well.